Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Talk radio, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for August 16th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is indeed hour 2 of 2, and the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. When they say we're racist, they lie. When they say we're anti-government, they lie. The more they stand against us, though, the more the American people find out the truth as the new media takes center stage. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Roy Moore, we believe he should be the senator in Alabama. Nevertheless, the enemies of liberty, the what is a Republican idea comes forward. They're divided and they back all kinds of candidates, ensuring that, well, he didn't win with a 50% majority, so they got a runoff now between some strange guy. That's his name, Strange, and Roy Moore. And amazingly, some Republicans backed Strange, other Republicans backed Mel, whatever, or Mo, whatever that guy's name is, etc. And now Roy
Brooks.
Moore.
Mo Brooks.
Roy Moore did not get the majority like he ought to have. So Thanks to Donald and the divided Republicans, Roy Moore still has a battle ahead. However, we support Roy Moore 1,000%. Shame on Hannity, shame on Trump, shame on Coulter, shame on all these people for not standing with, in my opinion, the most God-fearing constitutional candidate on the planet for that race. Nevertheless, there you go. That's what happens with the Republicans. They defeat everything that we find good in some way, leaving us to wonder what a Republican is. But I digress. The point right now is, though, as far as I understand, not only did Roy Moore get 41% or, 39% is debatable, in spite of all the attacks of the Republicans, he's still popular as all get out. And he went to the polls yesterday, huh, Kurt?
That's right. And, he didn't ride in on a white horse like, some people say about, some great hero riding in on a white horse, but he did ride in on a paint horse, Sam. I mean, it's a good looking horse. Horse is apparently named Sally, I think that is the name of the horse. I think this would certainly be a media event, but there were some folks that covered it, but not too many. Excuse me, Sassy is the horse's name. Maybe that's Judge Roy Moore's kind of fitting name. He's a little sassy when it comes to not doing what the mainstream wants him to do. But anyway, the WKRG staff down there said, while some voters raced to the polls, Roy Moore arrived to vote on horseback. I guess according to some of the tweets from AL.com reporter William Thornton, he showed up to the polls in Gallant, Alabama. It looks just like Gallant. So the gallant man rides in on Sassy the horse. I mean, it's just a whole lot of stuff there, Judge Roy Moore told reporters that riding is something he does every election, that he does it for good luck. Now, we've known about Judge Roy Moore for a lot of years, but I didn't ever know he rode a horse in to vote. He also said he enjoys riding since it's a break from riding in the car and the election. Yeah, Judge Roy Moore riding a horse.
Yeah, Kurt loves that kind of stuff, right, Kurt?
Well, I think it's kind of cool, don't you think?
Yeah, I do too.
Back to the kind of roots of the country, et cetera, whatever you want to call it.
Well, and unique too about who he is. You learn a little bit about, at least the guy's not coming in some old limo with all the protection and all the.
He did have some other riders coming with him. It looked like maybe some other family members or whatever. Another CBS News affiliate, Emily Tillett, wrote this part. Now I find this really amazing too, because there's a typo right in here. But it says, after a long election, they're quoting Judge Moore, long election, getting out and. It says dong something together. I'm sure they mean doing. They just missed that. Being on the road, I've ridden thousands of miles in the car. Figure I can ride a few miles on a horse. Yeah, Judge Roy Moore. It's almost John Wayne-ish, if you will. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yes, sir.
I guess he was, while he was speaking to the reporters, he was posing, they say posing for photos. It looked like to me he was just talking. But anyway, he was wearing a black Stetson hat, Sam, and said he looked forward to registering our vote to make this country great again and make it good again. Yeah. He says, I know there's a lot of motivation out there to change Washington, and I appreciate the people understanding that it's not the money from Washington that's going to buy this election. It's the people of Alabama that are going to vote in this election.
And do you think he'll win?
The upcoming one? I do. I mean,
I think
of course,
if there's honest elections, if there's not vote fraud, point. You pointed this out yesterday, Kurt, and I think that was really a spot-on discussion point. If left to liberty, in other words, if we don't have fraud, Roy Moore will win handily. Now, if they put too much money in and the Republicans literally, you know, create his demise through big money and through fraud, that he may not win. That's what I'm a little bit afraid of. But, hey, we know the people's will, even with all their assaults, even with millions of dollars, even with a third-party person in there, a third candidate and everything else, they still couldn't drive him below 39%, Kurt. That is absolutely incredible. He would have won handily with, I mean, the biggest mandate we've seen in a long time had they left it to the American people, Kurt, not manipulated it.
Well, and you look at, there's a Breitbart piece that kind of goes along with this. And the headline reads, Mo Brooks. Now, he's the guy that got the third place, about 20% of the vote. It says, Mo Brooks credits Coulter, that's Ann Coulter, by the way, Levine, that's Mark Levine, a big shot talk show host, Hannity, Sean Hannity, Ingram, Laura Ingram, another big shot talk show host, for keeping him competitive in the Alabama Senate race. So just imagine, every one of those guys, in my opinion, should have been backing Judge Roy Moore.
No question about it. James Dobson, Sam Bushman, Chuck Norris, we were all backing Roy Moore.
That's right. That's right. Good point. And, our buddy James Edwards with us says, Mo Brooks told a talk show host that Strange's allies were running $10 million in attack ads against him, and that without the support of conservatives and groups,
see, Kurt, why are we even talking about Mo Brooks, though? This guy was the last guy on the totem pole, even with the big money and big backing he had.
I know, but the point is to see who was there behind him. And, you got people like Freedom Works, Tea Party Patriots. These people should have all been right on Judge Moore's team.
I agree with you 1,000%, Kurt, but you're finding out people's true colors. And that's why I say we worked with a lot of people and thought they'd be for our cause when push comes to shove. But these same people are the ones that love Obamacare. They're the same ones that would never audit the Federal Reserve, even though they claim they will, and even though they voted over and over and over saying they will, knowing full well that they won't. Okay, it's that kind of stuff. We're seeing the same reality check. Hey, they support all the constitutional principles, the God, family, and country, the Ten Commandments, the reject abortion, the pro-life view, everything that Roy Moore stands for when they know that it won't have play.
And like you say, for example, there's no Rush Limbaugh on this list, but shouldn't he? I mean, if he was really a man of real leadership, hey, he should come right out and
wrong with backing the people that make America great, that would obey the supreme law of the land, that would stand for pro-life? Why wouldn't you endorse someone? See, I don't play the game that I'm some kind of a news media journalist and I'm above reproach and I don't have my own opinions or beliefs or that won't influence me and my coverage. See, that's all a big old lie, Kurt. It isn't true. So I clearly tell you who I am, what I stand for, why, and who I'll vote for and who I'll vote against and why. Because I don't have any secrets, Kurt. There's no game here. This isn't political theater for me. This isn't hyperbole for attention or to make myself famous or any of those kind of things. This is a genuine effort to make the country a better place than I found it.
Yeah, it's almost simple. Like you're doing it for your family, your children, your grandchildren.
So almost like I don't even know the difference. But yeah. You're right as rain. And that's why you're involved too, Kurt.
Good point.
This isn't about us being popular. In fact, I'd rather have everybody stand up for what's right so that I can go back into the IT analytics world where I make 10 times the living I make here.
Great point.
That's where I belong. That's what I'm actually good at. I'm only part good at talk radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business, folks. If you want to restore the republic, America's got to be moral again and stand together on sacred, God-ordained principles.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. Here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, Sam, I said there's nothing else on that last deal, but I looked up and, you know, because I didn't see Glenn Beck on the list of supporters or, you know, backers.
Glenn
of
Beck doesn't
Brooks
support
guy.
Candidates unless he wants to hate Donald.
Well, you know, I think I had to look a little deeper.
No, he does.
You know,
I'm just
but
teasing.
I saw him.
But his big push was to hate Donald last go round.
That's
it
right.
Really
that's
melted
right.
down who Glenn Beck was. He used to be an important figure. Now he's like Glenn who? What?
Anyway, on the Monday, or in other words, the day before the election down there in Alabama, their guest was Mo Brooks, and you know, of course, they talked about what had gone on with the racist stuff over the weekend.
So they backed
stuff.
The
but
least important
also,
or the least vote-getter of the three, even with Glenn Beck on board the day before, it still was a failure.
The day before. That's a big, you know, help when you put a candidate on just before, you know, the campaign, I think.
I agree with that.
And yet, when you look at all those things and how much the people still voted for Judge Roy Moore.
Well, if we would have had a time to get Roy Moore on, we probably would have put him over the top listening to Liberty Roundtable live, Kurt.
Great point, Sam. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in. Now you were talking about San Francisco.
All right, Dateline San Francisco. Now, you know, these universities are the biggest think tanks of racism that I know of. They have affirmative action coming
all
out of the gate in their universities.
All funded by tax dollars by massive amounts.
Yeah, that's right. They promote affirmative action. They literally steal your tax dollars. They have all kinds of programs on race, everything. And they run around and call me a racist, a bigot, a hater. But I'm the guy saying we're all God's children. We all ought to stand together for liberty and reject the race card, right? We ought to admit the wrongs of the past. Let's not run from them. Let's candidly admit to the mistakes so that we don't repeat them. But let's not focus on them. Let's focus on a way forward. Let's focus on how to reject the broken home syndrome, how to reject the abortion syndrome, how to reject the fatherness reality that we face, and how to realize that family is the fundamental unit of society. And if you want society to be strong and good and honorable, and then you got to have families that way. But nevertheless, they call me the hater and the racist. But here's the latest headline, Kurt. The University of San Francisco establishes, quote, black-only student orientation. So you got the normal student orientation, and then you got the black kind. So these people are so ignorant.
By the way, Sam, subheadline, I think tomorrow they'll probably come out with the white-only, same thing. Do you think that'll happen?
There might be a group on campus that tries to do that, but they'll be shut down at every turn by the thugs.
That's right.
By the
enemies of
liberty.
Then they'll be racist.
Of course.
But these guys can do that, and it's, well, they get a pass.
So let me get this straight, Kurt. 60 years ago, we had white drinking fountains and black drinking fountains, right?
Bathrooms,
lines for the restaurant, yeah. The whole bit.
I've seen
we
it.
Rejected all of that, and now we're coming back with separate student orientations.
That's
but of course,
right.
If you say they shouldn't drink out of the same drinking fountain, you're evil. Now, by the way, I don't think there ought to be black drinking fountains or white drinking fountains. I think they're, well, personally, I don't even think they ought to be drinking fountains. Those things are a fester for disease. But nevertheless, all I'm telling you is, wow.
Yeah.
Now, I don't support a black or a white or a separate student orientation either. I think we ought to have student orientation that everybody can go to, Kurt. But see,
yeah,
how come I advocate for that?
Government tax dollars.
Well, of course, but that's a different discussion.
Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to throw it in.
Well, you're right, but you got to throw it in separate so that people understand the different issues. Tax dollars has nothing to do with their advocating for separation 50 years, 60 years later when they used to advocate being together by force and by government. Then I'm advocating for us to be together now, not by force, by government. And now you add the point, which is?
Don't pay for it out of tax dollars. I mean, don't force people to pay for that.
So I'm saying we ought to be together as Americans, not by force or by edict or by permit or by regulation or by force or by quotas or anything else, affirmative actions. Let's just be together as Americans and stand together and work together. But see, now they're literally forcing the separation via, as you wisely point out, tax dollars. They forced the togetherness by tax dollars. They used to force folks by buses to go to the same schools. Now they're going to force people by buses to go to different schools, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
And then I'll say, well, hey, black schools, that's school choice. And they'll say, what are you, some kind of a slave-owning idiot? And I'm like, what? What are you guys even talking about? And then they're like, well, you're just a racist. You don't even have a seat at this table for discussion. But
that's
I submit to you that we own the moral high ground, Kurt. Not because Sam Bushman knows better or that Sam Bushman's right. Because we're supporting God's laws. And then they'll come back and say, well, God's a racist, Kurt. Haven't you read the Bible? See where this never ends, Kurt?
Yeah, and then you got to get rid of that book.
That's where they'll go. That's where they're headed, my friend. And that's why I focus on it so hard. Most right-left paradigm, whatever splinter groups, Donald even in the mix, none of these people are even tracing it to that. That's where they're going. Donald did wisely say, when will it stop? Will they attack and shut down George Washington?
That's
and I
right.
think that's where they're going. But who's after George, Kurt?
I mean, you just keep moving up the list, right?
Yeah.
God of heaven, Jesus Christ, you know, I mean.
G's before certain. J, right, Kurt?
Good point.
So they're just working through the alphabet. First it's George, then it's Jesus. Okay, all I'm telling you is that's where they're headed. We know that's where they're headed. They believe the Bible is bigoted. Look, the Bible starts out right in the first areas of Genesis where you got Cain and Abel, and Abel killed Cain, and I mean, Cain killed Abel, and so then what, Cain got a... What, Kurt? Are you allowed to say this? What happened to Cain after he murdered Abel, Kurt?
he got a dark skin, right?
As a curse.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if God's going to run around but cursing see, people with a dark
Bible,
skin curse.
Because, you know, and then you've got, you know, I mean, the word white is used in the Bible.
Of course it is. And it doesn't even have a derogatory term after it.
No.
It's usually a positive word after it, right? Like white and pure, white and wholesome, or, you know, those kinds of phrases, right? But that's where the enemies of liberty, the enemies of God, are headed. I'm telling you, that's where they're headed. That is their agenda. And as Donald wisely said that we played at the start of the broadcast today, they'll stop at nothing, Kurt, for that agenda. Right?
I don't think so.
But again, while they're celebrating this deception, I think the new media, Kurt, is going to go under.
Well,
there's no money there to even keep it alive,
you know,
hardly.
One of the things we want to say, ladies and gentlemen, is occasionally you'll hear us say something like, conservatives don't put their money where their mouth is. And what we want to really say is, it seems to us that most don't. But what they do, I mean, for example, we know plenty that have plenty of money, but they choose to put it in other places. We want to simply call out and highlight the fact that, hey, even though, let's say you don't really support our program, we have 24 hours a day to broadcast, and we can simply, you know, direct you to another program. At least participate in the media. If you don't, and participate in media that really, well, needs your support and is your friend, instead of media that is like, well, you know, I mean, they support you as long as you're paying for them, but as soon as they're not, or as soon as they're kind of doing something on their own, they're your enemies. Don't put your money there. Put it here. We would appreciate that.
Yes, and, you know, I realize that some people help with some finances. I get it. I'm not saying 100%, but all I'm telling you is the reason that the liberals have their say is because they own the media. And the reason the conservatives or the constitutionalists or the God-fearing Americans, whatever we want to call ourselves, don't have a say is because we don't own the media. And the only difference is where, you know, you put your money where your mouth is. The conservatives, for the most part, don't do that. Right? Now, by the way, the most often referenced word after white in the Bible is white horse, Kurt. Do you know what the white horse means? What is the meaning of the white horse, in other words?
No. Go ahead.
All right, I'll tell you.
Explain it. Yeah.
In some cultures, white horse stands for the balance of wisdom and power. In other words, in Christianity, they say it's a symbol of death. The horse is a universal symbol of freedom without restraint, because riding a horse makes people they can free themselves from the bindings. Now, they'll say, well, why does that have to be a white horse? That alone, saying that white horse is equated to freedom, is that's evil.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Here's an interesting headline. The president may pardon Sheriff Joe. President Trump has indicated that former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, whom he has described as a patriot, who's made a great effort to curb immigration into Maricopa County, including Phoenix, is a hero. Arpaio was found guilty of contempt for failing to obey a court order preventing him from targeting possible illegals during traffic stops. Defenders of the sheriff believe that this was political persecution. Another incident has occurred in the Persian Gulf involving an Iranian drone and the Navy. Several days ago, an Iranian drone flew within 1,000 yards of an American aircraft carrier, the Nimitz. The drone was operating without navigation lights that are required by international law, and the operators of the drone refused to respond to a radio warning. This comes on the heels of a similar incident that happened on the 8th when an Iranian drone flew within 100 feet of an American military jet. The jet had to do an emergency maneuver to get out of the way. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about issues. You know, what is a Republican? I'm attacking the Republicans, the divide in the Republicans that lie and say they're for the cause of liberty, and when push comes to shove, they vote for it when they know it won't pass, but then they betray us. They make you believe at election time issues are important. Then when they get elected, they simply ignore them. They make contracts with America. Turns out to be contracts on America as they sell us down the river. Divide and conquer seems to be their tactic. I reject this idea, the race card being played and all these division lines. But it comes down to the mainstream press really tells the tale. And the liberals and the gays and the whatevers, they all put their money where their mouth is, Kurt. To prove it, they own most of the media. The conservatives don't. Now, I know there's exceptions. For example, I fund media with my own hard-earned dollars, plenty of it, not only with my money, but with my time. So I'm not saying nobody does, but virtually nobody. And I'm telling you, we're losing this war. We're losing the battle, I should say, in the war, because we're losing the ability to influence people for good. When people hear the truth, Kurt, I think they gravitate towards it. But you can only gravitate towards what is available. And the sad part is I think people don't even know the truth. Take this, you know, Charlottesville, Virginia thing. Most folks believe, hey, you got a bunch of white extremists, Hitler guys, running around with guys that are using cars as weapons and killing everybody. And when that's all you hear, the good guys tried to stop it all, but they couldn't. When that's all you get, Kurt, you naturally can't help when that's drummed into your head over and over and over. Eventually, that's just kind of your belief. And anybody that brings up a counterpoint gets shut down.
It's a great point, Sam. And the other thing that we would say is, and we both, you know, have our things that we work at. We don't literally do this kind of thing 24/7. I mean, we have
to make a
living.
Sadly, if there was enough money for us to feed our families, we could and we should.
Yeah, that's right. There's certainly enough need for it, in our opinion. But, you know, the thing that we want to highlight to our friends, supporters of either supporters in a small way or at least in whatever way possible, is the fact that your income, wealth, if you will, depends on your participation in these areas, in the media. If you don't, you literally see how the power of the media used in the wrong way can, I guess you could just basically say, steal.
Divide and destroy, yeah.
Can steal the hard-earned dollars, the hard-earned things that you put in, you know, over the years. You know, so many of us, it's true, we've got different efforts and that kind of things, but the fact is, if you don't spend time in protecting your liberties and in supporting those who do, they will go away. And that's why we call on you and hope you'll support us right here.
Yeah, that's right. And the reason I bring it up, though, Curtis, look, if what I'm saying is not true, if I'm wrong about this, where the, you know, constitutionalists or the freedom fighters, whatever you want to call us, the Sons of Liberty, the Liberty Roundtable listeners, the Liberty News Radio listeners, if 1,000 Americans got together from across the country, where you've got 300 plus million of us, if just 1,000 got together and said, hey, we're going to put $1 a day into the sacred cause of liberty, we'd have $1,000 a day, $30,000 a month, and we could run all that we're doing. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, ThePoliticalCesspool.org, and we could start adding radio talk shows and promoting and advertising for our cause. Okay, we could run it on about half that, and we'd have about 50% of that money for advertising purposes. It could be done easily. That still doesn't even make me and you a living out of it, but at least it funds the expenses and everything. Okay. But we can't even find 1,000 people that have put $1 a day in across the whole nation. Now, we only really need 998 people because Sam and Kurt will do it. And I could name probably 10, 20 people that would do it, but that's only $10, $20 a day, not $1,000 a day. But Americans just won't do it. But I'll give you an example of what Americans will do. If they're our enemies, they'll put their money where their mouth is. Turns out there's a headline. Two sisters in Charlottesville sue far-right leaders over car attack, Kurt. So now this wacko that you know, murdered this lady with a car and literally injured many people. Two sisters got injured. Their last names are Washington. Kind of a strange twist. But anyway, these sisters are suing for $3 million, and they're suing all kinds of people. They're suing David Duke because he's a Ku Klux Klan guy, they claim. They're suing Matthew Heinbach. Let's just start with the way they put it here. The organizer, Jason Kessler, the rally's organizer, David Duke, a Ku Klux Klan guy, they claim, which is a lie. He literally rejected that decades ago. Richard Spencer, they say, who is a prominent alt-right nationalist. Matthew Heinbach, a founder of the Nationalist Front, and Austin Gillespie, who is also known as, they call it, Augustus Saul Invictus, and who earlier announced he was going to run for the Florida Senate, Florida's nomination for the Senate. Anyway, it was a 28-page complaint, $3 million asked for in damages, okay? Now, they put their money where their mouth is, Kurt, those two sisters. When I say money, might be time. Whatever it is, I don't know. But somebody put the money together for a lawsuit. You want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, it's true, Sam. And, you know, that's one of the key points about this whole thing. Behind these breakups, if you will, or these fussy situations, the fights or wars or whatever, in many cases I think you've got the wicked judges and lawyers that basically foment this kind of thing, or they encourage it because that's how they make big money.
Yeah, and but we elect these judges, you know, or retain elections, right, for these judges. We back them, we fund them, we train them, we educate them, and when we get the chance to vote them out, we retain them, we fund them, we move them into office, and we don't challenge them. When they violate the law, we don't impeach them. We just simply go, oh, I guess there's not much we can do about it. Go back to our football and our porn and our whatever we're doing. And now, it's not really true for us, but I'm just saying that's the deal, right? The conservatives will come to me and they'll go, Sam, what am I going to get back if I put $5 into your organization? You're going to give me 10, right? Now, Ron Paul just emailed me and said Sam Bushman is being targeted. Boy, howdy does he know, huh? Dear Sam, he says, the very foundations of America are under attack today. The principles of individual liberty and the Constitution are openly derided. American traditions, heroes, and their legacies are regularly assailed in academia, and the national media portrays them as backward and or hateful. Angry mobs are targeting monuments to the past with their eye on destroying any mention of our nation's founders and everything they stood for. Ultimately, they want to frighten every American from even daring to speak up in defense of freedom while they remake our nation into an awful authoritarian status style utopia. Where it stops, Sam, I don't know. Truthfully, I fear for the future if you and I don't succeed in leading our nation to a reawakening of liberty. That's why I'm personally asking you to take this one simple action today. Do you know what that is, Kurt?
You gotta send some money?
Yes, sir. He wants you to be a monthly Patriot contributor, my friend.
What a surprise.
Now, what do you think, Kurt? You for that?
You know, see, I'm not against sending money to Ron Paul. But
well, here's what I could do. I could stop funding Liberty News Radio and put my money to Ron, Kurt.
Yeah, but the point is if we fund Liberty News Radio, then it simply supports and brings out Ron's points. It brings out the points for the Constitution Party, the Constitution, CSPOA.org. It brings out the Gun Owners of America. It can point out and promote all these entities in one thing. So with one contribution, you can literally support so many good things, in my opinion.
I concur with that. I concur. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. I know people are saying, well, you're just begging for money the whole couple of hours, Sam. Well, we either need to double down and grow and put our money where our mouth is and join together and do something, or maybe we just need to shut it down and the people don't care about it, Kurt. Maybe that's the deal. Just go fund Ron Paul if you think that's getting it done for you.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I got an email from a lady named Kelly. Obama's deep state is even worse than you think, Kurt. You have a response to that?
No. Surprise. I mean, what, Sam? I mean, we're shocked when there's more bad guys than we thought. I mean, but it's just...
Where I would go, Kurt, is whose fault is it? What are we doing about it? Can we really blame it on Obama,
that's
Kurt?
Great. Well, especially when, you know, the average hard-working right-wing American thinks that the main thing they're supposed to do is just show up to vote every couple of years or whatever. And other than that, they're supposed to just build their 401k, make sure they're, you know, all their Ross, whatever deal is all looking good so they can just cruise into retirement. What about the country? What about your freedoms that we should have and should be preserved for our children and grandchildren?
Hey, Obama.
What are you doing for that?
Hey, Obama ought to be arrested, Kurt. All right? He violated the Constitution on so many fronts, it's beyond imagination. Hillary ought to be arrested. But now Trump's had control for 9 months, and we're going to run around and blame it on Obama? Now, Donald could have basically got rid of everybody when he got into office. He could have said, the swamp is so egregious, so hostile, so abusive, that I'm just simply letting everyone go. Everyone go. If there's somebody that I don't have authority to let go, we'll talk to Congress about that. But I'll do everything that I can. Okay, Donald not only kept so many people in the swamp, it's startling, but he hired new swamp thugs, Kurt. Guys like you and I and everybody we know that we had hoped would be in the administration, not a single one of them has landed the position. And so you know what? When Al-Qaeda's alive and well, when Obama's deep state continues, at some point, I can't really blame it on Barack. Donald, if you'd fund appropriate media, I know you can't fund it directly as president, but you can tell your friends to fund it. You can say, look, somebody in their right mind needs to get together an alternative media solution. And then, you know, your friends like Roger Stone and other people could put plenty of money to bear. Maybe you let Jared Kushner get out of the administration and fund it. I don't know who or how or what, but there's ways to get that done. Let's take on the mainstream press like never before, Donald. Let's drain the swamp, put people in your administration. So anyway, I don't mean to be rude, but I don't really blame it on Obama anymore, Kurt. Donald's had long enough to where he could, even if he wasn't done draining the swamp, if he had made enough strides to be legitimate to where I could say it's beyond debate. He's really gone after it. I know he's not done. The swamp's abusive. There's you know, danger everywhere, you know. But he's really done it. I would give him credit, Kurt, but I just don't see it. I don't see a lot of swamp training going on. While that's going on, while we debate white supremacy and Donald not draining the swamp and the University of San Francisco being racist while they call everybody else racist and all that stuff, Taylor Swift in the news. I guess there was, what, Swift Justice on this one, Kurt?
Well, I don't know about Swift Justice. I mean... But the thing I found interesting about this story, she's apparently 27 years old, famous singer. Do you like any of her music, Sam?
I like some of her old music or new music. I don't care for it all. Her old music was very humble country music that had a lot of good themes and good moral stories to it. Hmm. Her new music is just a bunch of pop garbage, if you ask my humble personal opinion.
She's kind of lost, huh?
By the way, her best song ever written was a song called Mine.
All right. Well, anyway, maybe you can find it. But back in 2013, so 4 years ago, apparently she was hanging out someplace and doing some photo ops, and they invited some guy that's now 55. So she's 27 now. He's 55. And by the way, he's also, at least at that time, he was a morning talk show host, or not talk show host, but a morning, music host in Denver, as far as I understand. You know, a big market. They were paying him $150,000 a year at a country station there. It's called KYGO-FM. Well, anyway, you know, he stepped in for the picture, you know, and, well, she says that he basically was put his hand on her rear end, Sam, instead of, you know, just whatever. And now, you know, I guess his, he says it was barely below her waist. I mean, wow.
See, I think this is the best Taylor Swift song.
And it's called what?
Mine.
It's yours or mine?
Hers.
You were in college working part-time, waiting tables, left a small town, never looked back.
Anyway, it's a story, Kurt, and the favorite method of a country song, it tells a story. And it's about a guy who's waiting tables. He's a pretty decent dude, and it's about her, and everything in her life has been taken from her. Her dad was kind of a bad, not a good guy, and so, you know, she's a careful daughter from a careless father, and she doesn't trust anybody or anything, but this guy meets her and loves her and takes care of her, and all is well, and they're progressing in their relationship. And then she even says, there's a drawer of mine at your place. So instead of moving in, she just has a couple of things there. But she's not staying there, which I kind of like the inference that, you know what, you should date. Anyway, and then it goes on, and, well, they get in a big old fight, Kurt, in the story. And in the big old fight, she walks out into the street alone, and she's like, okay, it's over now. It's ruined. The relationship's done. He's going to get rid of me now. Here's the goodbye. And he says, I remember the first time I put my arm around you. We were sitting near the water. And he basically tells her that she's the best thing that's ever been his. And so she finishes, and instead of the goodbye that she was so braced for to happen, he said, no, I'm never giving up on this thing. This matters to me. We can make it. We can. And anyway, it's a story of success and staying together, Kurt. It's a pretty neat story. Pretty good story.
Like
full of hope.
I guess maybe you'll have to send. Well, no, I mean, no, you can't do that.
You just type in mine in YouTube, and you can listen to it there, and you can break the law all by yourself without me.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, in this story about
her. All I'm telling you is it's a good story, and it really, and that's kind of the stuff that I like, because it has hope in it. It has solutions in it, Kurt. The solution is, hey, when you have a relationship and it gets tough, remember the reason you got together. He remembers being on the water and putting his arm around her, and he's basically saying, look, I promised you I'd take care of you. And just because we're in a fight or just because we disagree on something, that doesn't mean it's goodbye and meltdown time. You're the best thing that's ever been mine. We're going to stay together. We're going to work on this thing, man. And that's what we need to do in our relationships is why I like it. Anyway, back to the story. I digress.
Great point. And the reason, you know, two or three reasons I bring up this story, even though it's Hollywoodish, if you will, and we typically don't do much of that except for, you know, to point out what should be done. In this case, the, country music station guy is making $150,000 a year, just so you know, we don't.
I don't even make half that, Kurt. I barely make about a third of that.
And that's in your normal job, not making it.
Oh, not in radio. Radio costs me money, sir.
That's right. That's right. But anyway.
It just shows what a failure at the media I am. I'm not very good at it.
Yeah, well, it just means you're not selling yourself.
If I grab some chick's rear, I might do better, Kurt.
In this case, this guy in 2013 was doing this picture, and the story says, had his hand behind Swift just below her waist. And I looked at the picture, and I don't know how you say that's just below her waist. I mean, it's way below her waist, in my opinion. And
well, no, let's say this, no matter what, it's where it ought not be.
Yeah. And she says that, he didn't touch my rib. He didn't touch my arm. He didn't touch my hand. He grabbed my bare blank, you know? Now what I'm wanting to ask her is what in the world was the thing bare for? But, you know, nobody asked that question. Now, she requested a buck.
That's just because you hate women and don't believe they belong free in their bodies, Kurt. That's your problem.
Okay. Well, anyway, she wanted a dollar for her damages, you know, instead of whatever. They called it a single symbolic dollar, the value of which is immeasurable to all women in this situation. But wouldn't it be nice if she'd be an example of, hey, how women ought to dress, how women ought to act. She shouldn't have been doing that. You know, he, for example, had a girlfriend at the time. He shouldn't have been holding her. I mean, but so many times what you've got is you've just got people that, hey, the wrong kind of people get promoted, and you know, I guess it's kind of the old thing again. In the last days, good is called evil, and evil is called good. And that's what you got going on again. Huh?
I hear that for sure. And, you know, I don't want to debate how far down his hand was on the waist, because I think his hand shouldn't be on Taylor in the first place.
Amen to that. But okay. I could see the picture, you know.
Yeah. And I'm just saying that's into debate because, you know, for you, it's way lower. But to other people, it's kind of like how short should your shorts be, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
See, I don't even wear shorts. But then some people say, Sam, you're just too extreme. You're kind of like a Muslim. You just want to be covered head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
See, and then other people. So, you know, I don't know how that debate goes. All I know is this. If you avoid those situations in the first place, you won't be in those situations.
Great point.
So was his girlfriend with him, for example, Kurt, or was a good friend
with him?
Well,
she was in the picture. She was in the picture, but, you know, she wasn't next to him, you know.
Why?
That's the problem. That's where his wife should have been, like Vice President Pence, you know. There's a great example.
Exactly the point.
But in the good news section, just to finish out the hour or finish out the day, Texas has now permanently banned taxpayer funding on abortion.
Well, and I hope that lasts, and it's great news and good for them. But as long as they're on the dole from the feds, it won't last long, folks, until Donald stands up.
Well, anyway, it's something we can hope for.
And it's something we can say is a good start. Let's keep the ball a-rolling, folks. Right?
Amen to
that. Let's make that snowball and become the discussion where we can set aside this racism game-playing garbage. And let's stand on rejecting the murder that's been the signature of America since Roe versus Wade. Let's shut that down and stand on the pro-life principles that Texas got the ball rolling. Good for them. We commend them. And how do we help that cause? See, that's one of the big differences. We ask for folks' help, but we're willing to help others. I do my best to support Ron and Rand and all those other guys that we once in a while complain about. They do a great job and we support them. But how do we work together? How do we work all together? We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.